This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. July 15th, Monday, is the day that work will resume on Mauna Kea to construct the 30-meter telescope. But can it be done safely? Will those who oppose the project make another stand? HPR's Kuʻuwehi Hiraishi joins us in the studio this morning with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. That's right. So announcement came out yesterday. Governor David Ige, along with DOT Deputy Director Ed Sniffen, talking about road closures. So Mauna Kea Access Road, which leads from Sado Road up to the summit, will be closed at Sado Road beginning at 7 a.m. Monday. And there will also, motorists are sort of notified to expect possible delays because these heavy equipment machinery like bulldozers, rock crushers will be going up Sado Road to the summit or to the TMT build site, which is sort of on the northern flank. So there will be some work and action going on there, but the reaction or figuring out how to prepare for that day is something that both sides, opponents of the project, but also law enforcement over on the Big Island, is preparing for. So earlier this week, we heard from Hawaii County Police Chief Paul Ferreira about his take on what he's preparing for and his officers are preparing for come Monday morning.
Okay, first and foremost, I want to let you know that as law enforcement, our job is to avoid any confrontation as much as possible and seek a peaceful resolution. What we're looking at is going to be dictated by what happens by the protesters, and will be in the best interest of the community, the safety for the community, the protectors, the protesters, and the people and the construction workers, and more so our law enforcement officers that are on scene.
So on the ground, we'll have Hawaii County Police taking the lead on law enforcement. But yesterday at the press conference, Attorney General Claire Connors also mentioned that there will be law enforcement support from public safety. DLNR dual care officers will be up there like they were back in 2015, as well as some from the AG's office, the investigative unit at the AG's office as well. Governor David Ige mentioned that he will be deploying several members of the National Guard, but more in a supporting capacity to help with the transport of personnel for construction and also equipment. So the National Guard will be unarmed in this whole debacle. But 2015, we remember the road, the Mauna Kea Access Road, was open. And so protesters had actually stationed up by Hale Pohaku, a visitor center, which is about 9,000 feet elevation. And that's where they lined up across the road and tried to stop the movement of heavy machinery up to the TMT build site. So now that the road is closed further down at Sado Road, there's no telling where or how protesters plan to stage their demonstrations. AG Connors yesterday did say that there was no designated area for protesters to, stage and have their camp up there. But in speaking to some of the Kia'i, they call themselves, or protectors of the mountain, they were still trying to figure out how they were going to tackle everything. Before this announcement, they had scheduled demonstrations on Friday, anticipating that a announcement was coming. So they're still going forward with several demonstrations on the Big Island in Waimea and Hilo on Friday. But figuring out what will happen Monday morning is something that they're hopefully going to come up with over the next couple of days. They were planning to go up to the mountain beforehand, either tonight or over the weekend, to sort of, you know, do some ceremony and prayer. But Kialoha Pishoda, who's been a longtime opponent of the project, I got to speak to her about her reaction to what's happening and sort of this idea of whether there's any compromise. Is there anything left to talk about? And I think for her, at least, this was her reaction.
At what point are they willing to choose their second choice? They have a choice. We don't have a choice. We only have one Mauna Kea, only one place to practice a certain kind of temple ceremony that we do up there. We can't go somewhere else to do that, but they can go somewhere else and do their astronomy.
And I've heard this from several Kia'i sort of pushing the Canary Islands, the La Palma site, which is still in the works on TMT's behalf. But The idea of safety for the protectors or the protesters was something that actually caught the attention of a organization, the Council on Native Hawaiian Advancement, announced yesterday after Gov's announcement that they would be financing several thousand dollars worth of safety equipment for the protesters. So things like earplugs and gas masks, goggles, things that will allow them to protest without being harmed. I got to speak to Kuyo Lewis, who's the head of CNHA, about this decision.
I am worried because I think, you know, you're dealing with well-trained, well-funded forces against the very grassroots community. For me, this is not about whether you support TMT or not. It's about keeping our Native Hawaiian people safe while they exercise their constitutionally protected rights.
There are others on the mountain. I should mention that the astronomers and folks working at the Mauna Kea observatories expect to go to work on Monday. It was unclear as of yesterday whether their access would be ensured through that roadblock. But they do have contingency plans, at least observatory by observatory will have their own contingency plans for things where their access is impaired due to weather events mm-hmm. or other things. And some of, if not most of the telescopes or observatories are able to work remotely. So they can work down in Waimea or in Hilo and not have to access the telescope itself. But there are, you know, janitors and whatnot that need to go up and do some work. So the movement of the astronomers, and we often times forget about that, they're also caught in this whole tension.
You had mentioned that some of the protesters plan to go up there before Monday. And I know the officials have said, you know, they're going to be asked to leave once mm-hmm. the restrictions right. Come into play on Monday. And I know that everybody's hopeful that it's peaceful. It's right. a peaceful protest or demonstration that they have.
I think everyone is saying peaceful, and we all do hope that that is the way, including law enforcement officials. But I think, as Pishoda maybe articulated earlier, there's no room for compromise and this sort of holding on to the idea that this thing, they do not want TMT to be built, and they are willing to stand up for that. I don't know what could possibly be done to stop it, except for actually getting there and, you know, going in front of the heavy machine equipment.
Yeah, how's the weather forecast, you know?
I haven't seen that either, and that's something that folks are preparing for as well, because we do know the air is thin up there. Fog is always a problem. Fog is always a problem up so high. So I think everything is sort of up in the air at this point. But preparations on both sides. I remember this picture that we saw. I can't remember who caught it. Of the it was a DOCARE officer and a Kia'i up on Mauna Kea in 2015, exchanging that honi, or exchanging a kiss and show of respect. I hope that that's will be what we will see up on Monday. But tensions are a little higher. You know, it's been 10 years since. This whole journey got started, and I think a lot of back and forth. We'll see how it gets resolved.
And there were some stories about special equipment that the state brought in. There were folks that
this
were
sound cannon. Yes, it got some attention at the press conference yesterday. AG Connors reassured folks that this is something that's used mostly for communication purposes to get a message out in terms of emergency, right? And is not within the scope of what is used for force, but the protesters are preparing to possibly have a confrontation with something like that, and they're preparing for the worst, I think, on both ends.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much, Kuvehi. That was HPR's Kuvehi Reishi talking about the closure of Mauna Kea starting Monday to allow construction crews to begin staging as they prepare to build the 30-meter telescope.